Hey, do you have a author business or a service-based business and you're not making the sales that you desire? By now you thought, girl or child, I should be making six figures by now. What is really going on? What am I doing wrong? Thought about pivoting your business? Child, this episode is for you because we're going to briefly talk about when and how to pivot your business, or at least where to find more information. Hello, y'all. Welcome to Victory Chat with Jackie McKeever. I'm your host, Jackie McKeever, and on Victory Chat with Jackie McKeever, we talk about books, we talk about business management, and we also talk about the mindset. Why do we have these conversations? Because your victory starts here. Your victory literally starts with a conversation. Listen, y'all, before I get in too deep, we're talking about pivoting your business. Now, this is an interesting hot topic, okay, that every business owner thinks about, especially in the beginning, or especially when you're reaching your peak and your valley. Now, if you've done some research trying to decide when or if you should pivot, then, you know, some expert tell you that, yeah, you want to always pivot when you're at your peak and your valley. And you're like, okay, what does that mean? What does that mean? I don't understand that. I need more detail. So I'm going to briefly talk about it in this short segment. But for more information, what you want to do is you want to either click in the link that is in my bio, or I'm going to just give it to you, www.jackiemckeever.com/links, and go to my YouTube channel, watch the latest video, because I'm going to give you more detail on how to pivot or when to pivot your business, because there's a lot of false information out there, it's a lot of information out there that's not necessarily, it's not true or false. And so the reason why I say it's not true or false is kind of like it depends. But a lot of times we waste a lot of time when, for example, we may think it is the product or it's the service that we're offering is, and it may not be that issue. So I give you some examples. I share some of my own stories on my YouTube channel. And my YouTube channel is Jackie D, like in Delta, McKeever. And, you know, because I want y'all to get in on the tea to let y'all know the truth, what's really going on, what's really popping in these streets. Listen, so if this is your first time listening to me, welcome. Thank you for listening to me. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast, because listen, you're going to be in for a treat, because, you know, on Victory Channel, on Victory Chat with Jack, we talk about books, we talk about business management, we talk about the mindset. And this particular segment, we're giving you the morning tea on pivoting your service-based business. And that includes if you're an author too, you want to pivot it if you've been thinking about it. But before you pivot, you need to know, should you pivot? You know, and that's one of the important questions we should ask ourselves. Yeah, we follow people that we like and we enjoy them, the entertainment, the educational information. But in order to really know if it's time for you to pivot in your business, there's a lot of questions that you really have to answer. answer, and it may not be in the product or the service that you provide. You know, there's a lot of questions, a lot of things that we need to consider. I mean, I've been guilty. And the reason why I'm giving you this material, because I've been guilty. I've changed everything from what I called myself to what product or service I was doing. And some changes are normal. It's normal when you begin to start your business and you change, you alter some things, you know. But sometimes you do not have to throw everything out. And I've been guilty myself of throwing everything away just about, and starting from scratch when the only thing I needed to do was take what I already had and alter it. And so at the same time, I do repurpose things. And I know that sounds like I'm contradicting myself, but what I'm talking about, that like I repurpose my content, because I repurpose my content because there's so much details that and repurposing I can give you when I repurpose. And I don't mean use the same exact things. It just means I expand. It's like you go to school, and when you first go to school, you learn. You may take an introductory class because it's required. Then after the introductory class, you take whatever that subject is, one. And then after you take one, they require you to take two. And then after you take two, there may be an advanced class to that subject, depending on what your major is. And then after the advanced class, there may be a segment to advanced two class or whatever, or it may be a piece of a class. Like, for instance, I'm going to give you an example. So you may be in school and you start off with biology. Biology may give you, you know, biology is a study of whatever. And so you started off and you took just regular science and stuff. Then you went and took biology and stuff. And then after you took biology, you may be required to take some more specific things. You may have to take after biology, you may have to take microbiology 1 and microbiology 2. And then after that, you may have to take a physics or something that may have chemistry, because in biology you may be learning chemistry in there in little bitty segments of each thing, but each step is a more advanced information. So that's how I've always repurposed my content. But when I'm talking about